This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Bonnie.
And Aria.
And Bonnie, thanks for joining us here tonight. We were just talking, for those of you just tuning in, talking about an article in the Boston Globe, this by a school board chairperson in this town of Derry, New Hampshire, who is afraid, she says. She's frightened because somebody told her she was a Nazi if she forced people to get the jab, and said that it would make her into a war criminal and that she should hang. She and the rest of the school board of Derry. She says that she considered quitting her job after that, and that she became so paranoid that during a farmer's market that she was attending, that she was frightened there because somebody had an SUV parked nearby with defund the school board and unmask the kids written on the windshield and the side windows. She said she was wishing she had something to hide behind. While she was there, she was skittish and scanned the crowd.
This really surprises me, right? I don't think this guy who wrote this on his SUV probably would have recognized a school board member if he saw her in the farmer's market or wherever it was anyway.
I wouldn't know any of them. But then again, I don't go to the school board meetings in the area.
This lady makes it out like she's a local celebrity or something. Yeah. Like, she has to put on sunglasses and a scarf to go grocery shopping. Lady, you're a glorified bureaucrat in one of the most boring boards in the United States.
Yeah. I think that this is at least in part something to blame is that people think that their jobs can never be changed. And I've always thought that was so weird. Like, people who are like, we'll lose our jobs. Like, you'll only have one job.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's like so part of people's identity, and it's always been weird to me because I'll just quit a job in 3 seconds if I don't like the way that the toilet paper is. Quit a job.
There's a difference between a job and a career. Mm-hmm. Now, this lady has gone into the education field or the bureaucratic side of the education field as a career. So I'm sure she knew that she would lose this particular job at some point.
This isn't even a career.
You can get a different job in the same,
She wants to move up to the next one. What's beyond chair of the school board?
In the school?
Superintendent, maybe?
That's actually like a real job. So when you work for the school board, you're only getting like, I don't know, a couple thousand dollars a year, in New Hampshire at least. Now, in other places around the country, it may be a very lavish position with tens of thousands of dollars or I don't know. But in New Hampshire, you're probably not pulling down more than $2,000 to $5,000 a year, depending on whatever school board we're talking about. So it's a part-time job, and most of these people aren't intending to be school board members forever. It's just that they're members of the community, and they feel like this is their how they can contribute to the quote-unquote community. Most of them
be a volunteer. Go be a volunteer. I mean, what's $2,000 a year anyway?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost a volunteer position. She might think differently about it.
I wouldn't do it for $2,000 a year.
Yeah, if she were making $50,000, she might think a little differently about it, but she's willing to throw it away because it isn't that much to her, right? Like, she's in this because
No, she's not. I mean, well, she's saying that she felt like she was threatened in public, yet she's only considering quitting her job, and that's a really big deal. It's like, just quit your job if you don't like it.
Well, the reason why she's continuing is because in her mind, she's helping the students. She's helping the community. She's doing something. She's contributing, and she wants to continue in her position of power over the school system because she is someone who believes in government schooling. She believes fully in the government being in charge of schools, and she wants to do her part in mandating masks and mandating obedience and mandating and increasing the budget for the schools because she believes more money spent in government schools means better education, even though we've always seen that's not true.
Then write and change people's minds. Get the voters to change their minds.
She doesn't have to. She can just increase the budget. And there's nothing the voters can do except for vote her out. But the problem is, whoever they vote in is likely going to want to do the same exact thing.
Yeah, because that's the only type of person that ever runs. Keen aside,
yeah,
that's the only kind of person who ever runs for school board is someone who wants to glorify and hold up and inflate the public education system.
That, generally true. Now, that's starting to change. There's a group in New Hampshire called Moms for Liberty. As I understand it, they have been some of the people that have been going to these school board meetings, and they're talking about running for school boards. But regardless, even if you get people on the school board, you can't abolish the school board from within. Okay, these things are created at the state level, from what I understand. So if we really want to get rid of government schools, it has to be done from the state level. You have to get enough people in the state legislature to propose to eliminate them entirely. And we're a long ways away from something like that happening. If you're on the school board, the minimum you can do is sort of like nibble around the edges. You might be able to reduce the budget if you had enough people on the school board, but as you say, Aria, most of the people running are a bunch of power freaks. And the other problem is the people that go out and they vote in these elections are also the politically connected. So if you think about it, your average person doesn't go to a municipal election, right? Like municipal being sure. City or town elections. You know, the turnout, like here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's like a tenth.
It was a joke. I don't even think there were 1,000 people.
Oh, you're going to cross the whole city?
It was last year, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So the turnout's terrible, and you know who's going, right? The people who show up are the people who are knowledgeable for the most part. First of all, they have to know the election's happening, number one. It's not like the presidential election where it's getting pounded everywhere and you can't avoid it. You know, you might see the signs on the side of the road, but you don't know what day the election is unless you specifically look for it, right? So you have to know it's happening. So the people who are politically connected are the ones who know it's happening. The ones, those political dogs that are constantly, you know, paying attention to who's who, and they know who Aria is, and they know who, you know, all the candidates are. And
that's definitely true of the municipal elections.
Right. Now think about it of the school board, how much worse that one is, because it doesn't even happen. The school board meeting, or the school board elections in New Hampshire don't generally happen, at least in Keene. I don't know, but I can't speak to the towns because they have different setups. We live in the quote-unquote city. So here they happen in March. So it's 6 months away, or whatever, more than 6 months away from, you know, the last election, or the next election in November.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, so, like, it's not your typical election season. So the odds that even as many people show up to the school board elections as do the municipal election are even less. So who's showing up at a school board election? You better believe the teachers are.
Yep.
You better believe the school board members are. Everybody, you know, every janitor, every administrator, the school board, all the people who work and get paid by the system are the ones who are most likely to come out and vote. So you have to somehow outnumber those people. And that's no easy task.
No, because you have to make people aware that, hey, they're holding this election randomly in March, and you should go to it. That's just a futile task, really.
It's tough. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's tough. And then you elect one person to the school board, and then they're one vote out of 10 or 15 or whatever, and they can't do anything, right? They're the Ron Paul of the school board, and they get nothing done. But let me go on, because she's not done with her bemoaning and bellyaching about having to hear freedom of speech, people saying things like, you're a Nazi. She says, I thought about resigning again. She said, I'm not alone.
Third time's a charm. All she has to do is think about it one more time, and we can get her out of office.
She says, I've heard from some others who say they don't intend to run again when their seat is coming up this March. Incivility in politics is not new, but incivility at school board meetings is. Years ago, when I worked as a local reporter in southwestern New Hampshire and covered local school board hearings, I was often the only attendee besides the school board members themselves, unless it was a budget hearing, which tended to generate a little more public interest.
That's why they were more civil, lady. It was only the school board there.
Right. They didn't know what you were doing because the people weren't there to see it. They figured there's nothing they could do about it. Now they've figured out that they can at least call you out. Even though if there's nothing that they can actually do, they can at least use the public statements message portion where you get the 3 minutes to just speak their mind.
And this lady's sitting there going, this was a lot easier and a lot more civil before we let the public in here to tell us what they think about it.
The weirdest part about this to me is that she's a school board meeting groupie. And that's why she wants to be a school board star and thinks everybody's looking at her because she's part of the school board. She was voluntarily going to these when nobody else was.
That's right.
And reporting on them, like, you're right. She is obsessed with these things.
Well, she was a reporter. That's the reason she was there. She probably otherwise wouldn't have gone either.
I don't know.
She It was her assignment.
The way she's painting herself, I'm starting to think that this lady just loves school boards for some reason.
Well, that much is definitely true. I mean, you have to in order to be a chairman of the school board.
True.
There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160. But, yeah, you let people have comments, and they say things you're not going to like. And if she quits her job, the world will be a better place.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. Is it time that people start showing up at school board meetings and insulting and not threatening them, but calling calling them tyrants and telling them what should happen to tyrants?
You don't have to insult them. Just show up, state your opinion and why you feel that way or why you think that way, and these people will recoil at it. They, as this lady pointed out, they're not used to encountering any resistance.
Opposition. Yeah.
It's just the other school board members and teachers and stuff like that who always give a round of applause when they raise the budget by an additional 1.5% this year.
Now you've got people standing there saying, you're hurting me, you're forcing your way on our students, and you know, you're forcing masks on them, you're forcing them into rooms with windows open, and we're sick of this. Stop it.
And this crazy lady almost literally said, this used to be a lot more civil before we let the public come in here and tell us what they think.
Well, they have been letting the public in. It's just no one ever showed up.
Right.
And now they're showing up, and she doesn't like it. So we're going to continue with the story, but also we are raising funds for Give Directly. It's the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people who are living in extreme poverty. And they locate recipients who are in need, like in the counties of Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya. And they use mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. In the last decade, over Give Directly, they've delivered over $400 million to over a million people. And we're talking about serious poverty where you actually have to, you know, walk 5 miles to go and get some potable water. And really, seriously, poor folks. Anyway, the research shows that giving cash to people living in those situations can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows the individual to invest in what they need rather than relying on people thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if you agree, we do, and we want to help you out by donating, or rather matching your donations, up to $30,000 in total. You can go to give.freetalklive.com to help out some people that really need help there in Kenya. That's give.freetalklive.com for Give Directly. We continue here with this editorial piece by the frightened school board chair in Derry, New Hampshire. And I've always said, I don't support threatening people.
No one has threatened this lady,
and
though.
No one has threatened her. They just said that if you force kids to get the jab, then you would be a Nazi and you would deserve what happened.
That's like if I'm walking down the street and someone says, hey, I hope you die, that's not threatening me.
That's true.
Just being a jerk.
Right. And so she's really upset by this. And as she points out here, it's because she says that she used to only be the, when she worked as a local reporter, she was the only attendee besides the school board members at these meetings, unless it was a budget hearing and then a few more people would show up. She says, the same was true in 2016 when I joined the Derry School Board. Our discussions focused on policy, building maintenance, and budgets. There was disagreement, but there was no name-calling. There certainly weren't people telling us that we should hang. Today, Google school board and violence, and you'll get a host of articles from national and local news outlets with headlines like, punch, throw, at Connecticut school board meeting. Fight breaks out after school board votes in favor of mask mandate. Threats, violence, lead school boards to request FBI help, and it's like a time of war.
I personally don't condone violence, but it's just crazy to me that these people think that they can do things to people's kids and not expect anybody to hit them. Like, do negative things to people's kids.
Well, I think a better solution would be for these parents to pull their kids out of the school system instead of punching some school board member or something like that.
I know, but I agree with that, but it's just this lady thinks that her actions have no consequences and
Correct.
She can do whatever she wants.
She thinks she should be completely immune from anything that you know, might occur because of whatever policies that they put together. And you're right, Bonnie, when you push people too far, they are going to snap. Again, we speak out against violence here a lot on Free Talk Live. Like, peace is the message of this show, but I understand how the human animal is. Like, you corner a human animal, you corner any animal, and it feels threatened, it is going to lash out. And these parents, they feel like you're threatening their kids, and they're going to lash out. And she's lucky that all that's happened to her is somebody said something she didn't like.
That's more like New Hampshire, though. It seems like an actual risk of violence at one of these school board meetings would be relatively low for New Hampshire.
There's probably people in that area or in that room that have guns. So any act of actual violence in that room would likely be put down real fast.
Because actions have consequences.
Yeah. But
but just that's like this lady's.
She's still afraid, and that's what's interesting here.
She's afraid of a boogeyman that she created in her own head, of people stalking her around the grocery store and trying to hang her.
She says, I date the start of the incivility to March of 2020, when COVID shut down schools across the country.
No,
yes.
She didn't.
And people became frustrated and started speaking out. Yes, I would also mark that as the moment that this started.
She
when
says,
governments pushed too far.
As the tenor of the national debate over masks and later vaccines grew heated, the intensity and division trickled down to the local level. The hostility was abetted by a lack of clear guidance from the top. Here in New Hampshire, the Republican governor left the masking decision to local school boards, which put us squarely in the crosshairs of an angry, scared, and frustrated public.
Oh, so they just want to pass the buck to someone else who's not at all accountable.
Right. They wanted to say, oh, well, we're only doing what we're told, instead of actually making the policy.
You know who else said that? The Nazis.
The Nazis.
That's so weird.
Yep. School boards, she says, have two primary functions, to establish budgets and provide fiscal oversight and to set and adopt policy. COVID made masks one of those policies.
No, COVID didn't. School boards did.
Now you did, lady. At hearings and meetings, we all heard the arguments against them. They were psychologically harmful to children. We had no right to make a medical decision and decide for parents that their kids should wear masks. The CDC peddles pseudoscience. Last August, audience
So she heard all those things, but
ignored them.
She is admitting that she remembers them, but she's choosing to ignore them.
I wanted to point that out, too. All of those things she just said are true.
Yes,
the CDC is peddling pseudoscience and has been for a very long time. Masks are psychologically harmful to children. And I don't even remember what the other one was at this point, but it was a true statement as well.
But you see, they have a doctor, too, on the school board side. And he
is that my kid's doctor?
No.
Then I don't care what that doctor has to say. That doctor isn't responsible for my kid's health.
Last August, audience members repeatedly interrupted a doctor advising our district, mocking him as he spoke. Some opposed to masks stood directly behind the chairs of those who favored masks in what I assume was a bid to unnerve their opponents.
But when other doctors who have different opinions go up and speak and aren't the chosen doctor by the school board, then the school board just ignores them.
Well, then they only get 3 minutes, right? As we saw in the Keene City Council mask mandate hearing, which you can watch the full video on the Free Keene Odyssey channel at video.freekeene.com if you would like to see this. They had the administrator, doctor, or whatever, from the hospital, like the top dog doctor.
The one who gets money every time COVID patients come into his hospital.
Yeah, that guy. He was the one who got to spend at least a half an hour, 25 minutes to a half an hour, speaking and being asked questions by the city council. And then everybody else was limited to 3 minutes. So
this lady said that the people who were against masks sat behind the people who were for masks in order to unnerve
them. They stood behind those chairs.
I've still never been unnerved by someone standing behind me while I'm seated.
What are they going to do, cut their throats? You know, what are you worried about?
In this lady's imaginary hellscape world, they just might.
Hang on, yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. She's not done yet, though. She's got more to complain about in her job as school board minister, the top chairperson. The number 603-283-6160. Do you want to weigh in on this? Do you think that this is a good tactic to scare these people out of their jobs?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Events are being held across America on Monday honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Contessa Bryant with the New World School of Arts in Miami says everyone can participate in this year's Day of Service.
You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love.
Republican President Ronald Reagan signed legislation in 1983 declaring the third Monday in January a federal holiday honoring the civil rights activist who was assassinated in Memphis in 1968. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's still too soon to say whether the Omicron COVID variant will be the final wave of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Americans' political party preference during 2021 shifted from Democrat to Republican in the largest move since Gallup began regularly measuring party identification and leaning in 1991. Democrats went from a 9 percentage point advantage in the first quarter of 2021 to a rare 5-point deficit to the GOP in the fourth quarter. A new survey of 12,000 respondents found that 47% of people now identify themselves as Republican and only 42% identify themselves as Democrats. SpaceX is preparing for another Starlink launch tonight. Forecasters saying weather conditions should be 70% in favor of a 7:26 p.m. Eastern Time launch. If successful, SpaceX will have completed its 35th launch to date for Starlink. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We are talking about some school board bureaucrats, politicians that are feeling scared now because the average person who they've been telling how to live and telling their kids what they have to do in the last couple of years has finally decided to start showing up at their meetings. Whereas normally these school board meetings, as this lady points out, and it's not unusual what she's saying, prior to COVID and the restrictions that came from these school boards during COVID, prior to that, almost no one ever went to these meetings unless they were advocating to get something, unless they were looking for the school board to do them or their favorite teacher or department a favor, and then they'd always leave as soon as that section of the meeting was done.
Well, keep in mind that I hate this mentality in the first place, right? But the school board was always one of those government institutions that never really drew a lot of attention to itself. It always just kept doing whatever it's supposed to do. It always grew its budget. It always got the teachers the supplies they needed. I mean, it was just one of the most innocuous governmental institutions there were.
And unstoppable. I mean, like you said, the budgets always grow. You can't stop it.
And then COVID happened, and they started doing a lot of objectionable things, like requiring mask mandates, requiring schools to have their windows open in the middle of January in Boston.
Yep.
So it was understandable that, oh, this institution that just does these totally normal things for the last 5 decades, now they've lost their minds and they're doing things that we actually don't approve of. It's time to go speak out against it.
So, we continue here with a story from BostonGlobe.com. Erica Cohen writes, as the chairperson of the school board in Derry, New Hampshire, she says she's afraid and she's considering quitting her job as chair of the school board because people who are now passionate are coming in and speaking at her meetings, and she doesn't like it because people are not being nice.
I don't have kids, but I have a dog. Imagine if I got everybody in the neighborhood, except for, like, this one family, to vote for me to be the dog board member, and I just started making rules for everyone else's dogs, and when they didn't like it and they came up to me and said, hey, you can't tell me and my dog has to be in a cage all day, I was just shocked.
Yes, I can. You elected me.
Yes, I can, and I was just shocked that they were mad at me and saying that I was acting like a Nazi. That's no different than what's happening here.
I like this because I like that the actions of these bureaucrats are finally resulting in consequences. Mind you, not real consequences like her actually being harmed, and I don't think that violence is the solution, or something bad happening to her car, you know, tires being slashed or whatever. I don't think those are the answers, but I'll tell you what, you keep effing with people's kids, and it's going to get closer and closer to things like that happening. But right now, it's just people saying things to her. And I have always been in favor of telling bureaucrats, including the police, how you feel about what they're doing. Like, I've done this for years, and I've taken heat for it, too. Like, oh, you should be nicer. No, I shouldn't. Not if they're destroying someone's life, okay? If you're actually harming another peaceful person, whether it's arresting a...
This is what police do.
Regularly. Whether it's arresting a college student for walking down the street with an open container, or whether it's raiding with a DEA, the local head shop here on Main Street back in 2014, and ruining that person's business. I had a lot of choice words for those bureaucrats in those situations, and I let them know how I felt about it. And if more people told the police and school board members and city councilors how they really felt about them whenever they saw them on the streets and shamed them for being little tyrants, not threatening them, but just shaming them, letting them know that it's not appreciated what they do, and that we don't need them to do the things that they're doing, and they should quit their jobs. This lady said twice in this article that she has considered quitting her job. This is having an effect.
And she said other people are considering it.
She said not only are they considering it, other people she knows, but other people have quit their jobs over this. And we've seen people in the state house quit their jobs here in New Hampshire. And we've seen people actually leave New Hampshire entirely, who are some of the worst statists in New Hampshire. They've moved out.
Good.
Yeah. So I think this is a very important thing.
They should go to Boston, where they let their kids be educated in 54-degree temperatures.
Right. Hey, it's all about safety.
It is. I mean, don't get pneumonia and die, but...
At least it wasn't from COVID.
Right. They didn't die from COVID. They're not just a statistic anymore. They were intentionally, one might even almost say deliberately sacrificed.
She goes on. She says, on the other side, equally passionate parents told us that masks kept their young children, who are not yet eligible for the vaccine, safe. Regardless, someone was always angry, and the board was always on the receiving end of their ire. As school board meetings across the country have become battlegrounds, many boards...
Lady, this is politics! Has she not seen the United States for the last, 20 years? It's increasingly hostile toward one another. Republicans and Democrats, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, or no matter which side of an issue you're on, whoever is against you passionately hates you and is always coming just short of making death threats against you. That's how politics works in the United States these days.
As far as the new normal is concerned, I like this one. I like this version of it where people are mad at politicians and mad at school board members.
Yeah.
That's one benefit that's come out of all this insanity.
They're not understanding that the solution here is to stop trying to force the other side to obey
to
just say, okay, this isn't working out. I'm going to go here and do my thing. You go over there and do your thing.
Yeah. No, the solution is to vote for the person that will do the thing they want.
Yeah, and that you guys are right. That is absolutely the problem here. These people don't know what the actual solution is. But that's where people like us can come into play.
True.
And that's where being in a place like New Hampshire makes a difference, because free staters, people who've moved here as part of the migration of liberty, libertarian activists, can start going to these places and talking to these people, talking to the audience members, and telling them, like, look, the solution is this. The solution is to pull your kids out of the government schools. The solution is to contact your representatives and tell them, we don't want government schools anymore. Stop forcing viewpoints about what kids ought to learn and what kids ought to do and what they ought to, inject out of the government. It should not be at all an option. But she goes on. So she's talking about how school boards are now battlegrounds. Many boards, she says, including mine, have brought in police to quell the anger, because that always helps.
Yes, bringing in armed thugs is sure to ease the tension.
Her friend Christina says, this is the lady who is the head of the School Boards Association in New Hampshire, says such police presence at local school boards in New Hampshire was uncommon before COVID, but it is common now. I can tell you, they brought them into the Keene School Board 10 years ago when we were active there. So it's not that uncommon as long as people show up and have
and
something to say.
There aren't many, you know, activists more peaceful than libertarians. So
that's
if they
right.
brought in cops in for that, it's not because people are making threats at them no. or anything like that. It's because people are disagreeing with them.
Yep, they want
and
control.
That terrifies them.
She says, and in a state where it's legal to carry a gun with a permit.
Oh, she's definitely without a permit.
That means
correction.
She can carry a gun.
That's true. Yeah, you can do it without a permit. But she doesn't know that, apparently. She says,
definitely a Democrat.
I have often recognized the bulge of a handgun on the waist of an angry anti-masker. Or let the crowd drive away before walking to my car. I feel better knowing there is police backup, even as I lament that this is what it's come to.
You don't need the police. You have plenty of people there who are armed who are going to keep you safe, lady.
Michelle Holt Shannon, the director and co-founder of NH Listens, a civic engagement initiative at the Carsey School of Public Policy at the University of New Hampshire, says, quote, there are people who just don't want to talk. They just want to block what's happening because they don't want it to happen. That is not new, she said. Her group works with up to 40 groups and communities a year to increase constructive public engagement. She says, the thing that feels different for me is the fear. Because of what has been happening in the past couple of years, the fear of people hurting other people is higher and real. Unquote.
The lady, I feel like all of that was a lot of, like, just words that didn't mean anything, so I'm not really sure what the last few things you were talking about were. Like, what is NH Listens?
It's some bureaucracy or whatever that, it's privately funded, it sounds like. Well, I mean, not if you consider the University of New Hampshire a government school, which it is, so. A government school-funded engagement initiative, which wants to increase constructive public engagement. So they advocate for people to be nice, basically. They advocate for people to get involved in the system.
Being can be constructive.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, especially when you're dealing with tyrants.
Yeah. They don't understand being nice.
They don't care what you
please
think.
Please stop. If it's not terribly inconvenient, can you please stop restricting my rights? Please?
They refuse.
Of course they refuse. They get off on restricting right. people's rights. That's why they do what they do.
All right, so there's more. She gets into critical race theory coming up because she's mad about that, too.
A lot of people just don't want to change the way they are until they're ashamed. So, yep. I mean, I don't want to say bullied, but a lot of people, you know, they don't want to stop doing what they're doing until they realize it's unpopular.
That's right. 603-283-6160. And in these people's cases, hopefully they will just leave because they're not like...
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open if you want to join us here. School board members are frustrated because people are actually speaking out. People are actually going to their god-awful meetings and using the public speaking time, you know, where you get like 3 minutes to say whatever you want. To say whatever they want to these government bureaucrats and politicians.
To say.
Yes. Yes.
Not to do, but to say whatever they want.
And they are so frustrated. They're so scared. There's a whole lengthy editorial piece at the Boston Globe by a woman who is the chairperson of the school board of Derry, New Hampshire. And she talks about how she has considered quitting her position on more than one occasion in the last couple of years just because of the frustrated parents that have been showing up and expressing themselves. And she's mad about it.
I'm of the mindset that, you know, she didn't frustrate these parents. These parents frustrated themselves. They chose to be frustrated as a reaction to, you know, what this lady did. However, as a rule of just being pragmatic, stop making them frustrated then.
Yeah.
And they won't be frustrated.
Stop forcing masks on their kids. Stop talking about mandating vaccines and all these other stupid policies.
Carry on as normal. And if the parents don't think you're keeping their kids safe, tell them to keep them at home.
Now, of course, as you pointed out, the correct solution for parents is to get them the hell out of the government schools rather than fighting forever in school boards. Because the amount of time that you'll spend fighting in these futile battles on these school boards, you could be doing other things that are actually good for your kids. Like, I don't know, reading a book with them.
Yeah, I do have a little less sympathy for the parents now that they have these vouchers in New Hampshire where they can't just say, oh, I can't afford to homeschool my kid, well, or, you know, whatever it is, send their kid to a different school.
Well, to be fair, the vouchers are new as of like last summer, so they haven't even been around for a year yet, as I understand it, and probably not all parents know that they exist, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the school boards are against the vouchers, generally, so
obviously.
So they're not gonna, Democrats are crazy against the vouchers. Yeah, they're like, not going to send a note home with the kids, right, to let them know about this.
I'm curious, why are Democrats against the vouchers?
Because it takes power away from the government schools.
I know, but that's not the reason they're going to give, is it?
No, of course not.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. You are giving people money to get their kids educated, and you're supposed to be pro-education if you're a Democrat. It's only that they aren't getting educated the way that they want people to get educated.
They want their curriculum to be the one that shoved down these kids' throats. And if it's money that's going home to the parents, and then the parents get to decide the curriculum, then that takes them out of the system. It takes them out of the indoctrination. And
right, I understand that, but they can't tell people that. They can't say, look, we're against this because we want to indoctrinate and brainwash your kids.
Sure. I think what I've seen them saying about it is that it hurts the public schools.
Yes, because they're the inferior choice.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
That's
if the problem. They're the better choice, then people would just keep choosing to send their kids there.
It hurts the government schools' budgets, therefore it hurts the teachers, and so they focus on the financial aspects of it. And therefore, since there's less money or fewer dollars going to the government schools, therefore those kids that are in there are going to suffer.
Yeah, but those kids' parents now have a voucher to be able to choose to send their kids somewhere else, so it doesn't make any sense to me. I would understand. No. I wouldn't say that I would understand. And as in, I would agree, but I would think that their reasoning kind of made sense if it was somehow making it to where there was a percentage of kids that still had to go to public schools, and then the public schools were getting less money. Maybe they could say, oh, these kids who still have to go to public school, their public school is now crappier. But there aren't kids that have to go to public schools now with the vouchers.
I think that there might be some kind of limitation on the voucher budget or something like that. I'm not sure how all that works. So it may not be that it's unlimited as far as all the children can opt to do that. Plus, we know that parents, in a lot of cases, pay no attention to their kids' schooling, so there's always going to be, you know, some percentage of parents that are completely ignorant and don't care and just want to send their
and
kids
the away. That's horrifying in its own right. Mm-hmm. That someone could be trying to raise a child and paying no attention to their education, giving it no thought whatsoever. I'm going to send you to this place for 8 hours a day. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know who's in charge there. I don't know what's happening, and I don't care.
But those people existing is the excuse for the government schools, right? So the government school people, they say, oh, well, some parents, they don't care about their kids. So
public school didn't make that parent any less ignorant and stupid, so why do they think it's going to do anything better for the kid? The kid would probably be better out there on the street spending for themselves.
Well, originally it was just some guy in Massachusetts, I can't remember his name, that started saying we needed public schools because otherwise the stupid Irish people, he said, would be teaching their own kids, and they were too stupid to do so. That's what he said.
There's a real ugly history behind the government school system, and the points you guys are making are correct. But the statements that these bureaucrats and teachers and, you know, school board members are making against the vouchers and in favor of the government system as is, you're right. They are completely baseless. They are just top level. It's easy to crack through them. A little bit of digging is going to discover the truth and completely throw these points into question. But the average person doesn't do that stuff. The average person just sees the comment in the newspaper and says, oh, well, these vouchers are hurting the kids in the government schools. We can't have that.
The solution would only be to make it to where more kids have access to the vouchers, either by getting the word out or giving more, you know,
I mean, if a person reading a newspaper can't draw a line between people being given a choice to not put their kids in the government school system is going to destroy the government school system, to therefore the government school system is the most inferior choice. If they don't have the intellect to make that series of connections, then Darwin failed us.
Well, the government gang.
That's not even a huge logical step to make. If the reason they're so bad, these school vouchers, is because people are going to choose to not put their kids in government schools, there's no other solution. There's no other conclusion you can come to except, well, that's because government schools suck.
That's right. I think a lot of people know that government schools suck. But, I don't know, there's just so much propaganda out there.
I mean, everybody has to know that. There's always, you know, jokes like, oh, I went to public school, haha, I don't know, I went to public school.
And what student that you grew up with didn't ever at some point say, school sucks? I mean, it's common, right? Like, people
school does
that.
Suck.
Yeah.
It's horrible. The worst experience of my life. 0 out of 10. Would not
recommend. That's because it's run by the state. You don't have any competition. You don't get to find out what the market would actually bring to education.
But I loved learning as a kid, so it didn't suck in that respect because I liked to learn. I was homeschooled for the first 4 years or something.
That's a key difference.
It just wasn't the same.
Learning is good. Education is good.
And fun. Kids love learning.
Government sucks. It's only fun to learn when you want to. It's only fun to learn when you're actually interested in the thing. Well, not when they shove it down your throat because somebody said everybody has to take X, Y, and Z classes.
Well, one of the first things that government schools do is they stamp out that kids love to learn.
That's
they make learning into something that is miserable and unfun, and homework and testing, the number one ways they use to do that.
Yep.
Let me go on with this lady. This is, again, the chairperson of the Derry, New Hampshire School Board. She says, the trouble on school boards isn't only about how best to protect our kids from COVID. Critical race theory has also become a factor. CRT is not taught in our pre-K through 8th grade school system, but that hasn't mattered. In 2021, SCRT, which contends, among other things, that racism is embedded in legal systems and policy, became a stand-in for the conservative case against liberals. Outrage over it spread to local school boards. I first heard about critical race theory in a candidate forum before Derry school board elections last March. The candidates expressing outrage over CRT and masks didn't win seats on the board, but there's reason to believe they'll have better chances this year. For one thing, last July, conservatives and libertarians in New Hampshire passed so-called divisive concepts legislation, which makes it illegal statewide to teach school children that one group is inherently superior or inferior or inherently racist or sexist.
And she's against that?
What is wrong with that?
It's a law that says you can't teach people racism. To be racist.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't think that critical race theory is something I would teach my kids if I had kids, but her solution is actually fixed by school choice.
Where people can send their kids to the school that does teach whatever they want.
Yeah, if public schools just decided they all are going to teach critical race theory, yeah. Well, just give people more school choice and...
Well, that's one point that she doesn't, probably she's not aware of, but the legislation she's talking about does not affect private schools.
Right.
So it only affects government school teachers. They're the ones who aren't allowed in New Hampshire to teach critical race theory, so-called, or anything that, again, teaches one group is inherently superior or inferior to another. That's prohibited from government schools. So if you want your kids to learn about racism, you know, as far as you want them to become racists or whatever, find a school that'll teach that stuff. And that's not prohibited.
Or,
you want to send them to a private school.
This might be really out there, but you can also just teach it to them yourself.
Indeed.
But they don't know what critical race theory is. They just heard it on Fox News, and they got upset about it because it sounds threatening. And then the Democrats, who also don't know what it is, rushed to defend it because it was making the Republicans unhappy. Neither one of these sides have any idea what critical race theory is. I guarantee this lady, that's not what comes up when you look at critical race theory. Even its very own Wikipedia page, I know that because we looked into it on the show.
Yeah.
That isn't what it teaches. It would be great if that was what critical race theory teaches.
By the way, in the next sentence, she actually brings up the group I mentioned earlier, Moms for Liberty. And she complains that the conservatives and libertarians are organized. So, again, this is a real endorsement for the libertarian movement here in New Hampshire. The fact that she's even mentioning the libertarians as opposition, as worthy of mention.
Hey, but Gary Johnson got 2.4%.
Okay. He's not really a libertarian, though.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com.
teamgaday.com.